delivered to you every morning and ready to be devoured on demand. When and where you like, it's the Harry and Dana podcast.
If you have missed it the last couple of days, Dana is my self-appointed dating coach.
Yes, I am, because you need all the help you can get.
I have a date coming up on the 21st, and you're getting me date fit, which is a whole bunch of different things. But one of them was that you set up with Nat from CrossFit Musclebrook for me to go along to CrossFit last night.
Okay, I decided to do this because you had said for the last week and a half, you said, as soon as you come to the show, Dana, I'm just going to get fit. Like, that's going to be the catalyst for change.
Yeah, I did say that.
I arrived last Monday and I have not seen you move apart from between your house and the studio and to get a BLT at the Cattle Dog.
That's pretty much my life. And it's very comfortable and it's very hard to change a routine. But I did peel myself off the couch last night at about 5:30 and went to CrossFit at, I think it's Musclebrook Showground. It's like a shed inside there. When I rocked up, I was kind of happy because they had like Metallica, Pearl Jam, Guns N' Roses blaring.
Yeah, that's right up your alley.
So I was very, very happy. And Nat, who runs everything down there, she's from CrossFit Musclebrook. She swears like a sailor. So I love her. I love anyone that swears.
But don't swear on the show if you come on the show.
No, of course. No, please don't swear on the show. We'll get in trouble. Now, at first, I think that Nat thought I was a man of low constitution because she was showing me all these different things. And she's like, have you done CrossFit before? We're going to do some stretches. We'll do some movements. And I want to see how you go lifting weights.
Okay, so it's like a cardio / weights class. Is that correct?
You start with a bit of running and then you come inside and there's a bunch of like, now I don't know the names of all these things. So excuse me for not knowing.
Barbells?
Yeah, barbells with weights on the side. And you've got to do.
Just a barbell.
And you've got to do. Yeah, but you put the weights on it.
Yeah, it's a barbell.
Okay. And you've got to lift it up. And she goes, she says to me, this is really funny. She says to me, she goes, now stick your butt out when you lift it out. She's like a stripper. And I'm like, I don't know, like pretending like I don't know. And then she goes, all right, we're gonna stretch you up against the wall. Have you ever been to prison? I was like, no, I've never been to prison. She goes, oh, well, you're not going to know this stretch then. I'm like, why would I know it if I have been to prison? Anyway, so we do all these things. She eventually, once we kind of warmed up, she set me off on like a round. Like she goes, we're going to do three rounds of doing this. And I had to like lift a medicine ball and then run outside with some weights, come back in, jump on the bike. Anyway, after the first round, I thought I was going to vomit. And I was walking through the middle of the CrossFit area, like, and everyone's lifting their weights and like yelling.
So everybody's still going and you're the only one that stopped.
And I was dizzily walking through and she goes, okay, I think we're going to stop you and just do some stretches. And I'm like, yes, please, that would be great. Anyway, we're doing the stretches and she goes, oh, you're sweating a lot, aren't you? Which was good because I was actually crying.
I was at the hairdresser yesterday and you know what the hairdresser... Oh, Harry, you won't know this because you're in and out. You just explained to me before. But for a lady's haircut and had a full head of foils, you're in there for a good 3.5-4 hours. So you need to make sure you've got some chat with the hairdresser. And my hairdresser, Molly, yesterday was incredible. She just had conversation galore. She was up for a chit chat and she told me this incredible life or death story. And it got me thinking, but she said she went up with her partner. They went camping up to the Cape York Peninsula, which is the top of Australia.
Yeah, right.
And they were out fishing on their boat and they were, you know, quite a way away from the mainland, 20 Ks or something. And out in the ocean between the top of Australia and Thursday Island and the islands north of Australia are... they're called sand caves, which are like little sandbanks that you can kind of jump off your boat and walk onto. And they're just sand built up in the middle of the ocean where there's no water. And so they were with another couple and the other couple decided to, they were going to stay out there on the boat overnight. Molly and her partner slept in the boat, but the other couple stayed on the sand cave for the night on their Lilo. And they're 20 Ks out from the land. So therefore there's generally not any crocodiles around because it's so far. They live closer to the land because then they're like catch fish in the mangroves and that kind of thing. But they wake up early the next day, chuck the Lilo onto the boat, get back onto the boat to go fishing, and not 30 seconds later, this giant saltwater crocodile just creeps its way up onto this sandbank.
Wow.
But it got me thinking of your near misses. Not necessarily life or death, but what's your near miss when something could have gone terribly wrong, but it didn't?
Okay, 654-11981. That's our number if you do want to join us this morning. You can also DM us at 981PowerFM on our socials. Near misses. Well, it could have gone awfully wrong for them. Like, they literally could have got eaten by a saltwater crocodile.
20 kilometres out from the coast. So you have to get back and then, you know, it's quite rural out in northern, in Cape York Peninsula. So, like, hospital-wise, you couldn't get to a hospital. It could have gone terribly wrong. But I had a story that happened to me when I was a kid. Every Easter, I go away with my family, dad's old schoolmates and their families. So families that we've known for ages.
Yeah.
And our kids, we used to get up to so much mischief. And, there was a big hall that we used to rent out when we used to go camping, like a big rumpus room. And one time I was being spun around on one of those wheelie chairs by one of the other kids, and I flung off it, whacked my head against the concrete and started vomiting straight away. And I had to go straight to hospital, and I was like conked out for the next 3 days. So what's your near miss?
That's a near miss, all right. Like, that's a bad head injury.
Yeah.
Near miss, you can DM us at 981PowerFM on our socials or give us a call this morning, 654-11981.
I was at the hairdresser yesterday, and you know what the hairdresser... Oh, Harry, you won't know this because you're in and out. You just explained to me before. But for a lady's haircut and had a full head of foils, you're in there for a good 3.5-4 hours. So you need to make sure you've got some chat with the hairdresser. And my hairdresser, Molly, yesterday was incredible. She just had conversation galore. She was up for a chit chat, and she told me this incredible life or death story, and it got me thinking. But she said she went up with her partner. They went camping up to the Cape York Peninsula, which is the top of Australia.
Yeah, right.
And they were out fishing on their boat, and they were, you know, quite a way away from the mainland, 20 k's or something, and out in the ocean between the top of Australia and Thursday Island, and the islands north of Australia are... they're called sand caves, which are like little sandbanks that you can kind of jump off your boat and walk onto. And they're just sand built up in the middle of the ocean where there's no water. And so they were with another couple, and the other couple decided to, they were going to stay out there on the boat overnight. Molly and her partner slept in the boat, but the other couple stayed on the sand cave for the night on their Lilo. And they're 20 k's out from the land, so therefore there's generally not any crocodiles around because it's so far. They live closer to the land because then they're like catch fish in the mangroves and that kind of thing. But they wake up early the next day, chuck the Lilo onto the boat, get back onto the boat to go fishing, and not 30 seconds later, this giant saltwater crocodile just creeps its way up onto this sandbank.
Wow.
But it got me thinking of your near misses. Not necessarily life or death, but... what's your near miss when something could have gone terribly wrong, but it didn't?
Okay, 654-11981. That's our number if you do want to join us this morning. You can also DM us at 981PowerFM on our socials. Near misses. Well, it could have gone awfully wrong for them. Like, they literally could have got eaten by a saltwater crocodile.
20 kilometres out from the coast. So you have to get back and then, you know, it's quite rural out in northern, in Cape York Peninsula. So, like, hospital-wise, you couldn't get to a hospital. It could have gone terribly wrong. But I had a story that happened to me when I was a kid. Every Easter, I go away with my family, dad's old schoolmates and their families. So families that we've known for ages.
Yeah.
And our kids, we used to get up to so much mischief. And, there was a big hall that we used to rent out when we used to go camping, like a big rumpus room. And one time I was being spun around on one of those wheelie chairs by one of the other kids, and I flung off it, whacked my head against the concrete and started vomiting straight away. And I had to go straight to hospital, and I was like conked out for the next 3 days. So... what's your near miss?
That's a near miss, all right. Like, that's a bad head injury.
Yeah.
Near miss, you can DM us at 981PowerFM on our socials or give us a call this morning, 654-11981.
The Big Three.
Barabba Hunters Toyota Specialists for 30 years. Singleton Toyota.
Jessica Rouse from the newsroom joins us in the studio. Hey, Jess.
Hey.
Hello.
How are you, Harry? You all right?
So if you don't know, Dana is trying to get me date ready and date fit. So she sent me off to CrossFit last night. And I was at CrossFit with Jess, and Tim from sales as well goes to CrossFit.
So I need to know if his rendition of the events are actually accurate, Jess.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Did he walk out in the middle of the session when everybody was still going and he needed a break because he was going to vom?
I was too busy trying not to vom myself, so I can't clarify that particular part.
So maybe you weren't talking it up. It was that hard.
So this is what I just wanted to say about Jessica Rouse. Like, she's our journalist and she's from the newsroom, but my goodness, machine at CrossFit. Like, doing the... You were lifting weights above your head, but like huge weights.
Guns of steel.
And throwing it down onto the ground and go boom. And then jumping on the bike and riding and sweating. And the best was I had to do this thing where I had to walk with these weights outside and Jess was running. And I, we crossed each other in the field and I said, "Hey, Jess Rouse." And she goes,
"Yeah, that was good, yeah." You're having answer. So much fun.
Couldn't even answer. Just like, it's pretty full on. It's pretty intense. But you are amazing, Jess. You do a great job there. So.
Oh, you'll get there, you know?
I hope so.
Moving parts of your body you've never moved before.
Yeah, trainer did say you don't build Rome in a day.
That's right.
She also said you're not very flexible. Yeah,
I am the most inflexible person in the Hunter Valley. Like, even the trainer there, Nat, was like, "Wow, we've got some work to do." And I was like, "I know. I'm
so sorry."
But
that's why we're starting from the bottom.
Exactly. You'll get there. It's okay.
Let's talk Big Three. It's been a big night of news overnight. Let's go to Scone Airport first.
Yeah, so the upgrade works there are flying by. So part of the airport is shut down at the moment while some of the airport is brought up to civil aviation safety standards. There's about $7 million worth of work happening there. Next year, there's going to be like 20-something million dollars worth of work being done to create like an airbird aviation centre, and it's going to become like a bit of a tourist hub. So the work is continuing there. It has been quite controversial. Some businesses at the airport haven't been happy with how they've been communicated with from council's perspective and from Darracon's perspective, but the work is getting underway, and before we know it, the airport will be back up and running again.
And maybe Excellent. Bring some more tourism to the to the area.
Yeah, exactly. Absolutely. Yeah, it'd be easy to just fly in, wouldn't it? Mm. Scott Morrison has revealed some of the countries he's negotiating with as far as like border openings are concerned.
Yes, this is a little bit exciting. So when our border restrictions ease, we might be able to travel to places like Japan and also places like South Korea and New Zealand. Apparently our government is in conversations to see if we can open up some border bubble type situations. As we know, New Zealand's already been kind of opened in a bubble situation where they can travel into Australia. So hopefully we can do vice versa. So very soon, but at least the conversations are happening, so that's good.
Now that would be great because half my family lives over in New Zealand. It's really hard for my mum at the moment because her dad, my grandpa, is getting on in age, and just to not be able to fly over for a weekend and see him and just check in, and he really misses not having her there. So it'll, you know, I know a lot of people have family overseas. It's a tough time.
Oh yeah. 100%.
Absolutely. Let's just hope some of these borders open up. Europe would be off the cards for a long time, I'd imagine.
Yeah, I don't really want to go there for a while.
Yeah, that'd be a while. Let's talk about what happened last night.
Full time, New South Wales have eclipsed Queensland in the second Origin match in front of 36,000 fans by that 34-10 scoreline.
Blues got up.
They did. You could say we'd won by halftime. I mean, 18-4, there was no coming back for Queensland. They cowered before us, you could say. I feel like I'm very passionate about this.
You're even wearing blue today.
Yeah, exactly. I know. And New South Wales did win last night, so now it's a tie 1-1. So next week is a decider in the Sunshine State to see who is the State of Origin champion.
All right, home game for Queensland.
Mm. Do you think that'll impact anything?
Is it in the cauldron? Do you know?
What does that mean?
I'm trying to sound like I know what I'm talking about, but I probably got it so wrong. Pretty sure that's the stadium in Brisbane.
Or is it on the
Gold people Coast? Are rolling their eyes this morning at me. This is the last time I talk sport. I don't have a clue.
Just dig yourself into a hole over there, Harry.
All I know is I'm very happy that the Blues got up last night. And I'm always happy when game three is a decider as well. It always makes it much more thrilling. So
maybe that's the plan all along. You know, maybe Queensland got a little bit of a talking to. Guys, push, but don't push too hard because otherwise it won't be as exciting this week.
We need the ratings to be up for game three. Jess Rouse, thanks so much for the Big Three this morning.
No worries.
All right, it's just gone 23 minutes past 7. Morning, Hunter Valley.
We've got friend of the show and sports guru on the line, Cam. How are you this morning?
Oh, much better than last Wednesday morning, guys.
Yeah, I bet.
Huge game.
What a game it was last night.
Yes, give us the lowdown of what happened. Break it down for us.
Well, exactly what I predicted would happen last week did happen. Freddie Fittler made a few changes in the Blues team, and we came out firing. Well, we didn't really come out firing in the first 10 minutes. I'll change that. Queensland did. put on a bit of a show in the first sort of 5 to 10 minutes, and I was a bit worried, I won't lie. Xavier Coates scoring that screamer of a try in the corner. He did a front flip. It's one of the best put downs I've ever seen.
That's awesome.
And then Nathan Cleary just sort of, and James Tedesco as the captain of the Blues. That looks really good on him. Nathan Cleary came out and silenced all the critics. There's nothing better to see a player silence the media when they've had a big week of talking about them, and his kicking game was just unreal. He pretty much just did to the Maroons what the Maroons did to the Blues last week, and yeah, it was just an unreal performance from the Blues. Almost a 10 out of 10 performance.
Oh, that's a high score coming from you. I know that you love your sport, so that's incredibly high from you, Cam. Do you have a snack of choice for when the State of Origin comes on?
Beer.
That's my second choice all the time, man.
I could just hear you rolling your eyes in your voice just then.
Beer and pizza, that seems to be my go-to.
Okay, perfect. Well, do you have a prediction for next week's game, considering you were bang on from last week?
And also, it's in Queensland as well. Is that going to give the Maroons an advantage?
No, not at all. What I think happened last night was the inexperience of the Maroons that we expected in game one really showed. And I think that's going to come through again, especially if the Queensland side don't have Cam Munster. But what I think is going to happen is it'll be a tight one, just like it was last year. And the Blues will just come home with a win, with about a 4 to 6 point win.
4 to 6 point win. That's okay,
close.
We'll hold you to that.
Yeah, that's close.
We'll see if you're bang on next week. Thank you so much, friend of the show and sports guru Cam, for joining us.
Thanks, guys.
Presenting the one, the only, Dana the Date Coach. I want you ripped into shape. When I say jump, say how high. You know you're doing it right when you start to cry.
I've taken it upon myself to be Harry's date coach. He hasn't been on a date in a while, and he's going on one next weekend. And, you know, we were chatting, and I think there's a little... If I were dating you, I'd want you to be the best version of yourself. And so I sent you along to CrossFit last night. Where,
yeah, thanks for that.
The trainer, Nat, helped me get you starting to whip into shape. I mean, she did say that Rome wasn't built in a day, which is fair enough.
There's a lot of work to be done, yeah.
But I thought that maybe there's more that you can do to whip yourself into shape.
Well, hold on a second. I think I'm okay. Like, I'm already going to CrossFit. That's a win so far.
You've been once.
Yeah, but I'm going to go again.
Well, good start. The intention is there.
Like, I'll try to go again. I mean, and the rest of it, I can just charm my way through it. It's fine.
But how do you genuinely feel? Do you feel like you could go on this date tomorrow and you'd be ready?
Yeah, I feel okay. Like, I feel like, what do you think that I'm not?
I think we've got some work to do. So, right up next, I'm pulling a bit of an intervention. You smoke too much, you drink too much, and your eating could be way better. So, I'm going to get a doctor on the phone.
A doctor?
A voice of authority to help me tell you that there needs to be some changes in your life to make you the best date ever.
You're just enjoying this way too much. You are loving doing it. There's something about women enjoy about the improvement of men, isn't it? It's like a project. I'm like a renovation project for you.
Yes, I'm building a new house and we're starting from the very foundations. So, Harry, I am your dating coach. I'm getting you dating fit. And one of the things that we need to do in order to get you date fit is improve your lifestyle choices, I think. You smoke too much. I've seen you eat daily a bacon sandwich daily since I've known you for the past week and a half. So I've taken it upon myself to get an expert opinion. I've got Dr. Rajiv on the line from Brook Medical Centre. Thanks for joining us, Doctor.
Yeah, you're welcome. Thanks for having me.
So I want Harry to explain to you. Harry, what's your daily intake when it comes to diet?
Dr. Rajiv, I have bacon, so cured meat, for breakfast and lunch on white bread. I'm usually smoking about a pack a day, and then at night I'll have about 6 beers. How long am I going to live for?
First of all, I have to say that you're living your life.
Yeah, damn right I am, Doctor.
Okay. And then I'm from Sri Lanka, that basically we have a proverb. Happiest things in life make you fat, drunk, and pregnant. I know you can't fall pregnant, but you're actually falling into the first two categories.
I love that proverb.
Yes.
But don't you think that he needs to improve his diet or at least not smoke a pack a day?
So you have to think about Tamani. Like, you know, first, when you're trying to do something, you have to think about in a positive way. So first is to talk about stop smoking. Like, you know, you have to put your budget and see how much it's going to cost you to spend that one packet a day for a month per annum. 18 grand.
Ooh. 18 grand?
That's almost a yearly salary.
You can't afford that on our wage.
No, I can't afford that.
So, all right.
Tax-free money. So think about that. That's the far most important thing I'll say.
But also, when it comes to his health, he's smoking so much that I'm worried he's going to, like, not be able to breathe when he does these fitness classes as well.
So then that's mainly come to that. I'd be talking about your body mass index. So, like, you know, just for roughly, do you have any idea how much your body mass index now?
No, I'm about 6'4 and I weigh about 95 kilos.
Are you sure that you are 94 kilos and 6'4 height?
I could be close to 100.
Oh, yeah. So another thing is, put it this way, your body mass index is 26. But main thing is, like, you know, to have a fit body, to burn your waist and hip, the major important thing is to talk about stopping white bread and all these carbs.
So what can he do in order to get healthier for his future girlfriend?
Oh, pretty much, like, you know, start to think about, like, I'll simply say, try to become a cow, which means try to eat veggies.
That's your issue.
Like, I'm going to ask you to stay in the backyard and having grass. Like, basically, think about veggies and chicken.
Okay.
Fish. And have you heard about the thing called fatty liver?
Yeah, I have heard of fatty liver.
Have you got fatty liver, fatty. Harry?
Would I have fatty liver?
I can put the money for it. It's 1 in 4 in Australian population. So,
oh, dear.
Yeah, so it's like, you know, you're almost half of a flicking a coin. So 50-50 is 25.
Yeah.
So he probably has it.
Yeah, highly likely.
Well, Dr. Rajiv, I hope, Harry, are you convinced that Dr. Rajiv thinks that you need to make a change?
Well, if it's coming from a doctor, it's got a lot of gravitas. So, yes, I will make some changes, doctor, I assure you.
My favourite bit is the fact that Dr. Rajiv thinks that you're spending too much money on darts. So, thanks for joining us, Dr. Rajiv.
No problem. All the best. And, yeah, best of luck.
It's the Harry and Dana podcast. Stay up to date on everything Hunter Valley on our socials at 98.1 Power FM or at 98.1powerfm.com.au.